hello again. I really appreciate you listening and tuning in. And you know, I know you're out there in the workforce, maybe working a 9-to-5 job, and you're dreaming about it, or you're trying to make that new business happen. Trying to get some ideas on how to make it happen in this weird economy. I'm telling you, there are ways to make it happen. Maybe you're already in your business, you're running it, maybe you're the main guy, it's a family business, whatever. Maybe it's one man gang, or you got a bunch of people underneath you, and you're trying to make sure that everything happens. Juggle the balls and wear all the different hats. I respect that. I've been in that position to some degree before. I've run a family business and been a sales rep and a wholesale distributor, and that's pretty cool. I've tried to help other small businesses when I was a sales rep with the family. As a small business lender at different banks, I've tried to help them too. That's what I'm here to do, is try to educate you, share some information, and I always invite you, number one, share some ideas with me. I learn every day. And ask me questions. If you have a specific question, what about this, what about that, I guarantee someone else has the same question, and you'll be helping yourself and others, and I'll certainly appreciate it. So what can I tell you today? You know, first of all, don't listen to the media. It's not quite as bad as it seems, and it's certainly not as bad as they tell you. But it is a little bit harder to get a loan. Certainly 2009 was pretty tough. 2010 is certainly much better already, I can tell. But sometimes the banks, whether it's SBA or conventional loans, will not provide loans for certain things. Certain industries especially, restaurants, hotels, any kind of startups, it's going to be harder. And there's going to be cases where they're just not going to do it, or you're going to have to search a lot more. There's probably someone out there that will do it, but not much more. So let's think, what kind of loans do you have in the commercial sector here? You got SBA loans. That's basically a bank loan with a SBA guarantee, so the bank feels a little bit more secure about giving the loan because they have a guarantee behind it. There's the old conventional commercial loan. The bank just provides a loan, usually based on collateral and cash flow, and there's no guarantee behind it. Those are the ones that are going to be a little bit tougher today. You're going to have some real estate probably behind it, or some serious collateral. It's going to be a loan to value. You know, maybe they'll loan 65% on the real estate. It's going to vary. It depends on the situation and the real estate and all kinds of other things. And then there's some private money, hard money, and some other things. That's what I'm going to talk about today. So what are these things and why do you need them? Okay, there's different situations, as I mentioned, some hotels, some restaurants and stuff that a bank is not going to finance. There's some situations, regardless what they are, that a bank is going to be less willing to finance, like construction. That initial period, say it takes 9 months, 12 months, 18 months to construct something, a bank typically does not want to finance that. So you want to get a bridge loan. Often bridge loans are done with hard money or private money. They're all kind of the same thing. They're interchangeable words. Sometimes they have different meanings, but generally hard loans, hard money, private loans, bridge loans are all kind of the same sort of thing. So here, let me give you a few examples. There's a distressed hotel. It used to perform very well. This big management company bought it. They were out of state, tried to hire another management company to run it, did a poor job, went into bankruptcy, and they went in bankruptcy in other states too. It just was poorly run. So this family runs a hotel. They do a great job. They turn this hotel around, and man, they have some good skills, some good ideas. And guess what? They're only a few miles away from this other hotel. So they want to buy this distressed hotel at a great discount. They're going to get a great price. They can open it up, run it day one, and do well with it, and they can turn it around. But since the hotel is in a distressed position now, and maybe needs some minor improvements right away, most banks, and it's a significant amount, it's maybe $2 or $3 million, most banks are not going to commit to that in this environment. They're not going to do an SBA loan. They're not going to do a conventional loan. So what they can do is go find some options. I was able to find them at three or four hard money lenders, and they were all different structures to provide some loans. I'll talk about them. One was just a hard money lender. That's what they do. It's a bunch of private investors pool their money. They review it much like a bank does, and they provide between a 2 and 5 year loan. Typically, these loans are interest only, and they build in interest reserves. I think that the first option we came up was the lowest option. It was around 12% interest only with the interest reserves built in. They typically take anywhere from 2 to 5 points up front. And then the goal is for you to refinance it anytime in that period, that 3 to 5 year period. Another option was, it was a private investor. It was mainly one gentleman that ran the fund. And it's the same thing. They had an increasing scale. It was a 5 year loan. First year was like 10%. Second year was 11%. Third year was 13%. Fourth year was 15%. Interest only. Again, 3 to 5 points up front. These are bridge loans. They got the deal done. They couldn't get it anywhere else. They could get in. They could remodel the place, open it up, get running, get the cash flow going, so they can get some financials cooking for a real bank loan, for a permanent takeout. There's a hedge funds. Hedge funds do it too. We found another option with a hedge fund for 12.5%. Again, interest only for 5 years. And in some cases, there's like a 6 month penalty. Sometimes there's a declining one. Year one, there's a 5% penalty. Year two, 3%. Year three, 1% prepayment penalty. Hey, they're all kind of different situations, but I'm just trying to give you some examples. Okay? So that's acquiring a distressed property. If you want to construct one, I was trying to work with a gentleman. He's trying to construct a brand new hotel. It's going to be about $4 million, and when he completes it, the as completed value should be around $6 million. There aren't many or any banks willing to do it, and certainly not with the structure and down payment that the buyer wanted. So, again, we shopped around with some hard money lenders. A hedge fund. There's a mezzanine funding that he was going to use as a second lien position on a property he already had, almost like a home equity loan. The mezzanine fund put like a second lien on the position, so he could cash out that property and use it towards another property. There's some creative things out there, and sometimes if you just ask. So, again, the hedge fund, you know, you see them in the news and you see these guys are investing in all these high-tech stocks and that. Guess what? A lot of them that you don't hear about are very successful, and they're investing in some quote-unquote low-tech things out there in the market, like real estate, like property. So, what is the difference? You know, what makes hard money lenders easier to get? Well, they base it on collateral, on the property value. Usually, it's loan to value. You know, sometimes it's 65%, sometimes it's 75%, occasionally more. Generally, it's probably around 70-75% loan to value. So if a property is worth $1 million, they will loan up to $750,000 because the loan to value is 70% or 75%. That's basically how hard money, private money lenders work. It's a loan to value thing. They build in some interest reserves to cover. They get a couple points up front, so that's where they make their money. But the thing is, it gives you options to get you into the property, gets you able to build the property, and then the ultimate goal is to refinance. They call it a permanent takeout. Use a long-term loan, hopefully, you know, maybe a 20-year loan or whatever, SBA, conventional, whatever it is, and take it out permanently refinance it. And you'd refinance it probably at 6% if it's SBA, or maybe 5% if it's conventional for, you know, 20 years, 15 years, whatever the case may be. And that way, you're paying principal and interest just like a typical loan. So, hard money, private money, they've been much more popular these days. That's a great option that people overlook. They see those points up front or the high interest rates, but then they don't get the deal done. If you want it done, run the projections, see if the numbers make sense. You can always get out of it and refinance it quicker than another situation. Be aware that there are many reputable hard money lenders out there, private monies. There are some, however, like any industry, like any niche, that take advantage of the borrowers. I've heard some horror stories that some borrowers or some hard money lenders will give you a letter of intent, a letter of interest right away, and ask for a large underwriting fee. And then maybe a couple of weeks later, they'll ask for some more documents and another fee. Keep it going. And this can stretch out for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. They keep asking for more and more things. And they're not declining it. They're not approving it. But they're requiring more and more fees and stretching you out. And they never really move you off base. They don't really decline you, and they don't approve you. And I've seen people put in $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 and get nothing. So, again, that's rare, and there's only a few of them, a handful, and I know some of them by name, and you can name just two or three or four of them, and probably nationwide, from California to New York, people will know about these people. Their reputations precede them. So ask around, do some research, not just the internet, talk to people, talk to brokers, and use this as a good option for buying real estate, refinancing, to expand, constructing, buying distressed properties. It's a great time to take advantage of the economy. People are foreclosing. There's things at sheriff sales and receivership. There's some great bargains out there, and this is another tool that you can use to take advantage of those opportunities. I'm here about to give you these tools. Feel free to ask me about more information on this subject, or maybe there's another subject. Give me a ring or an email, jim@doughforthedream.com, doughforthedream.com. Thank you. Focus on what works. Focus on what your goal is. Keep moving ahead. Take action. Thank you for the time.